Now, this is a serious concern here, and you know, it isn't really dependent on the number. When we find that the wild virus of polio is circulating in a country, this is a very strong alert that we need to redo the emergency immunization campaigns in and around Syria to prevent transmission of polio and other preventable diseases.
How worried should people inside Syria be right now, and the region as a whole?
People should not panic. The most important thing is that the vaccines are available, the vaccines are safe, UNICEF is helping them to get into the country. These are pre-qualified vaccines used also in European countries by WHO, and the ministry has pre-positioned them in all 14 governorates, so they are available. And the most important thing is for the parents not to panic, but to bring their children for vaccination.
Ms. Hoff, WHO has made what was described as a small victory recently with UNICEF and several other partners by reaching a hard-to-reach area before. How significant is that? And does it show an easing of restrictions?
I must say that the negotiations that we have had with the Ministry of Health and also with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here to reach out have been very positive. They are also very much committed to reach every child. And we have also had a good response from the neighboring countries.
The Middle East hasn't seen any polio for like 10 years. Can you talk to us a little bit about this new campaign?
Yes, together with UNICEF, WHO is leading this campaign. And we are sequencing the campaigns to happen at the same time. In Syria, we will have additional campaigns because this is where they have detected the virus. So we will have 6 campaigns. You know, every month there will be 1 week of intense vaccination. And also what you can see is that the neighboring country will vaccinate every child up to 15 crossing the border. And they will also have sequenced their campaign at the same time as we have campaigns in Syria. But they will not have as many as we have here.
What are the other diseases that you are concerned about right now? Because children cannot have the vaccines they need.
You know, Syria used to have actually the immunization coverage to 90%. Unfortunately, it has fallen to 60%. And another issue that we are concerned about and we are following very closely are waterborne diseases. So this is something that we are clearly aware of. We have almost 5 million internally displaced in Syria who are living in overcrowded conditions with maybe sometimes 50 people sharing one toilet. So the situation is difficult, and we are trying to make sure that we have campaigns on washing hands and making sure that the quality of the water is good. So we have also started programs to link this up to our surveillance program. We have had no outbreak on waterborne diseases so far.